All right, so today, let's really do a deep dive into something that I think is at the front of everyone's mind right now. And it's this idea of how to sell without sounding like we're selling.
Right.
You know, so we're going to be talking about this idea of features and benefits and this thing called the value proposition. Have you ever noticed how some businesses you're just like, I need that? And
Yes.
others you're kind of left cold.
Yeah.
So we're going to figure out why that is, and our source material today is from Ryan Roten. He's got this article, Starting Your Own Business.
Yes.
I think it's in a newsletter called Straight Up.
That's it. Yeah, it's a great newsletter.
Yeah, have you read this?
Yeah, he's
It's
fantastic.
like he gives away the secret sauce.
He does. He really does break it down well. And he uses this analogy of a cocktail. I think that's a really good way to think about this.
Okay, let's unpack that.
Okay.
What's the cocktail shaker in this whole scenario?
So think about it this way. You wouldn't walk into a bar and order a drink based on the chair's weight distribution, right?
Right, I'm going for the experience, the taste,
Right.
not the construction of the bar stool.
Exactly. But so many businesses lead with the equivalent of those chair specs, like the features, without ever really explaining what that means for the customer experience.
So the features are the raw ingredients, but they don't tell the whole story.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, let's say you're running a leadership coaching program.
Okay.
You know, a feature might be 45 video modules or 6 months of access to something, important details,
Right.
but not really going to get someone to necessarily sign up.
No, it's like telling me what kind of wood you used to build the bar stool
Exactly.
instead of telling me about the comfy seat.
Nobody cares about that lumber.
Right.
And that's where the benefits come in.
Okay.
Benefits answer the so what question.
Okay, so give me an example.
Okay.
What's the so what of the 45 videos?
Right. So instead of just saying 45 videos, you might say something like personalized one-on-one coaching sessions to guide you through each step of your leadership journey.
Okay, now that's something I would be interested in
Right.
because that goes beyond just saying, here's this content.
It does.
It speaks to the personalized attention that someone developing their leadership skills might crave.
Exactly. You're painting a picture of how their life improves by engaging with this offering.
Yeah.
It's not just information, it's transformation.
Okay, got it. So we've gone from like a list of ingredients to like this delicious sounding cocktail.
Right.
But I'm guessing there's a little bit more to this value proposition thing than just like listing out the benefits.
Yeah, you're right. It's the why behind it all. Like,
Yeah.
why would somebody choose your specific cocktail over all the other cocktails at the bar?
I see.
So it's really this expertly crafted combination of features and benefits, but it's like distilled into this potent message.
Okay, I'm following you.
Yeah.
But how do we actually pinpoint that message?
So it starts with really understanding your customer.
Okay.
You wrote in the article talks about this ingredients list. So you really want to list out every single detail of your product or service, no matter how small.
Okay, so I've got my ingredients list.
Yeah.
Now what?
Well, now you have to ask, so what for each one?
Okay.
And what that question forces you to do is to shift from describing to highlighting the impact it's going to have on your customer's life.
So it's about connecting the dots between what you're offering and what the customer actually desires.
Exactly. So
Okay.
let's say, for example, you are launching a line of eco-friendly cleaning products.
Okay.
So a feature might be made with plant-based ingredients.
Okay.
Important,
Yeah.
but not very exciting.
No, it's missing a little something.
It's missing the oomph.
Yes.
So instead of just stating that feature, you highlight the benefit. So you might say
Okay.
safe for your family and pets, or gentle on sensitive skin, or even reduces your impact on the environment.
See, now those are things that I, as a consumer, would be like, oh, okay, I see the connection
It goes
beyond
nice.
just cleaning power.
It's
It's about safety, it's about health, it's about being a responsible human on this planet.
exactly. You're tapping into these values, these aspirations.
Right.
And so by connecting those benefits, you create a really powerful narrative.
It's like the difference between me just buying a generic cleaning solution versus something that is going to, like, you know, provide a healthier home for me and my kids and also help the planet.
Exactly. And that's what a strong value proposition does. It takes those individual ingredients, you know, the features, the benefits, and blends them into, you know, kind of this irresistible concoction.
So instead of just bombarding your customer with this laundry list of features, we need
Yes.
to craft a story
Yes, a story that
with their
resonates.
needs and
And
desires.
just like any good story, your value proposition should be really clear, very concise, and captivating. Nobody wants to wade through paragraphs of jargon to try to figure out why they should care.
Yeah, it's like we get so caught up in the weeds sometimes.
Absolutely.
It's easy to do, you know, when it's your business. You get so focused on, like, the details.
You know, we were talking about the bar before.
Yeah.
It's like you spent so much time perfecting that bar stool.
Right.
That you forgot to pour anyone a drink.
Exactly. And I think that highlights why it's so important to understand your customer.
Yes.
Because it's not about boasting. It's about resonating.
It is.
You know, it's like almost saying, hey, we get you, and this is how we can help.
Exactly. It's that bridge, you know, that relevancy.
Yeah. This whole conversation has got me thinking.
Okay.
What if my business were a cocktail?
Okay.
Like, what would it be?
I love that.
What would I want to make people feel?
I think that's a fantastic exercise for anyone listening.
Yeah.
What comes to mind for you?
I think I would want something that's sophisticated,
okay,
but also approachable.
Yeah.
Maybe with like a little bit of a unique twist.
Okay. So like what would be the ingredients?
Yeah.
You know, if you were thinking about those features and benefits.
Yeah. So you're saying almost reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
To get to that.
To get to that special sauce.
To that signature cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Your unique value proposition.
This has been a really interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Where would you recommend that people start? If they're like, all right, I'm ready to define my signature cocktail.
Yeah. Well, you know, Roten talks about this ingredients list.
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, start there.
Okay.
Just jot down every little thing you can think of about your product or service.
Even if it seems insignificant.
Especially the things that seem obvious.
Yeah.
Because sometimes those are the things that really resonate.
Okay.
And then once you have that list in front of you,
yeah,
ask yourself that so what question.
Yeah.
And really try to dig deep and say, okay, what does this actually mean for my customer?
Uncover those hidden gems.
And once you've done that, then you can start piecing together that value proposition that really sets you apart.
This has been great. Thanks so much for joining me on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
For everyone listening, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Hit us up on social media. Let us know what your signature cocktail would be.
Yeah. What's your why?
Until next time, cheers.